thing about those Bloomin' Onions, though, at Outback is that, like, every once, like, maybe, like, once every year or two, I'll say, hey, I think I'll, like, have a Bloomin' Onion. And yeah. I eat it, and then 30 minutes later, the regret
comes in. You regret it.
In. Yeah. And then, like, an hour later, a day later, the regret is yep. so strong. Like,
I agree.
They're terrible, but they're so good for, like, 30 seconds. And then you're, like, for 2 days later, you're just in agony.
This was not worth it.
Meanwhile, yeah.
while you're eating it, this is so worth it.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Delicious. And then later, you're just agony. Oh, yeah. So bad.
Well, one thing that you're not in agony of is this show and our friends that have joined us. Hi. Welcome to Butter and Bacon, where we discuss the good stuff of Disney, including Bloomin' Onions, for the very short time that it's good stuff. My name is Paulie, and with us as always, laughing, is Amy.
Maggie.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a wonderful, beautiful, pleasant day filled with happiness, hugs, and smiles.
Well, if they weren't before, they are now.
Wow, that was uplifting.
Right?
And adding our, we're taking back MAGA, make Amy giggle again, hashtag is Dean. Say hi, Dean.
I feel so chipper and upbeat now. I'm trying to brainstorm on where you can get a Bloomin' Onion on property. I'm sure somebody makes that. It seems like something
a Bloomin' Onion.
That sounds like something that would be at, like, Jock Lindsay's, right?
I don't know. It is something we'll have
to like,
explore.
Like a blooming heart.
I mean, there are plenty of foods on property that I could say fall into that same category of,
oh,
you know
where?
You indulge while you're eating them and you eat way
no,
too much
I
of
know
them.
Where. Where? Three locations come to mind. And they're all owned by Landry's.
Yeah, I'm looking at their menus right now, and it is not on the T-Rex or the Rainforest menu.
Or Rainforest Cafe. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Because I thought they had onion petals. Like, it's not a Bloomin' Onion, but it's
right,
very
right.
similar.
Not showing.
look up onion rings.
Well, that's a lot of work.
Well, I mean,
you know what?
If we're gonna look up,
My Disney Experience app, you could look it up very easily. You could type in onion rings and then hit search, and your search would be Dunyan rings.
Well, I think there's lots of places that'll offer Dunyan rings, but
oh, that pun! Dunyan rings. And
the
when you find all of these locations, you will be the lord of the onion rings.
And when you're finished consuming it, it'll be Dunyan rings.
Back to Dunyan rings.
Yes.
You can't rhyme a word with itself. That doesn't work.
No.
You know what, Dean? I'm not going to have your sass today.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not
Here
doing
we go
it
again.
Today.
Wow. Okay,
the sass
so
police has shown up early.
Yeah, last week she wasn't having anything to do with my sass. This week it's your sass. So congratulations on you being sassless
well,
this week.
You know what you guys could be doing instead of worrying about sass? You could be filling out your NCAA brackets.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Nice. Well, I will speak to that background music and say, reminder to all of our listeners and my lovely co-hosts, the link is now available. Please click. Please fill out your brackets. Please share with your entire Twitter feed. Hey, can we turn down the background music?
Turn down the background.
This is bad editing, Polly. Background music's way too loud.
Great, now we're going to have Nick yelling at us again.
Right?
So, oh, I can be louder.
No,
I can
please.
Be louder
no.
if you want.
That was funny. So, Nick and everyone else, please go ahead, fill out your brackets, join our BROP, Bragging Rights Only pool, and get yourself subscribed, I guess, by, I guess, noon Thursday per ESPN.
Yeah, before the tip-off of the... It's not the... Are we going as far as doing the first four?
Because, no, I'm still protesting and not acknowledging that game. Mostly because it doesn't give people
Wednesday.
Enough time to fill out their brackets. So.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday doesn't count.
We are skipping Tuesday, Wednesday, and get those plugged in by Thursday.
So while you're in the My Disney Experience, you can be trotting all around looking for your favorite onions, or what other kind of trotting can you be doing, Dean?
Thanks, Pauly. We can do some additional trotting, and hopefully you have already signed up for the Tiki Trot. Coming soon, about 5 weeks away, registration cutoff. Of course, I'll let you register after that, but I wanted to draw the line because I wanted to make sure we can get you your shirt and medal on time. So
more like guidelines.
Yeah, it's really a guideline. It's not a hard and fast. But yeah, we're having great turnout, and thank you to everyone who's already signed up. Again, details on prior shows, or just go to www.tikitrot.com or @tikitrot for more info.
Dot to trot.
So as you're trotting around, signing up, and trotting around looking for onions, whatever, in the My Disney Experience app, you might also be looking for ice cream. Just maybe be looking for ice cream a little bit more than onion rings or onion petals or awesome blossoms or what have you. So that's the topic today. What's your favorite kind of ice cream at Walt Disney World? And honestly, this episode was inspired by the 40th anniversary of Carvel's Fudgy the Whale.
Yes. Fudgy is like an unofficial mascot of the podcast at this point.
Yes, absolutely. It comes up at least once a month.
On Twitter, once a week. If not,
yeah, on Twitter once a week, but even in our group text, it'll come up. And then, of course, I'm like Pavlov. I always go to, I'm Cookie Puss! Afterwards.
I'm Cookie Puss.
And that's coming up soon.
Yes, that's probably in the market now.
Cookie Puss!
Yes, Cookie Puss, here we get Amy's Irish accent again.
And Amy, you do not have Carvel in Kentucky, I think we just established, right?
We don't have Carvel, but they have, like, pre-made Carvel cakes, I think, at our local Walmart, but that's it. Like, there's no Carvel shops or anything, which is sad. But I still am a fan of Fudgy the Whale and Carvel, because Fudgy is so cute. Have you seen, like, the videos that Carvel tweets out of Fudgy? He, like, dances and stuff. I love Fudgy.
Yes, absolutely. That's awesome. So, Carvel has their iconic ice cream in Fudgy the Whale. When I say ice cream at Walt Disney World, what's the first thing that comes to your head? Amy.
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli,
yes.
With that giant, the giant one? Like the 8-scoop extravaganza at Ghirardelli?
I've never had that, but I went...
Neither have I by myself.
Yeah, I've never had one of those big, huge ones, but I've gone and gotten sundaes with my parents. And the sundaes are very big.
Yeah.
Like, you order a sundae and you think, oh, it's going to be just like a normal size sundae. No, there's no such thing as a normal size sundae at Ghirardelli. And they're like, when you read the menu, it's like sticker shock because it's anywhere from like $10, $12, $15. But then you get it and it's like huge, like three
you
people can
split
could go in on
people.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, you could totally go in on one together. So when my parents and I went, we each got a sundae, not knowing that they were enormous. And our bill was like $35.
For ice cream.
Whoa, this is a lot. And we got them, though, and we're like, none of us even ate half of what we ordered. But
cancel
it was
our ADR for dinner.
Yeah, they're enormous, but they're very good. And they're very generous with the toppings that they put on. The scoops are really huge of ice cream. Oh, very yummy.
Dean, what's the first thing you think of?
I think of the Main Street Plaza.
The plaza. And the smell of the waffle cone.
Yes, and I'm not sure they still serve it, but my favorite thing that I used to get there was the cookie sandwich. So,
yeah.
Two ginormous chocolate chip cookies with your choice of ice cream stuck in between those.
Yeah.
And I know, and I'm gonna throw a second one at you because that's just how I roll.
What?
Sleepy Hollow has that cookie sandwich. So, I go to the plaza, I smell the waffle cones, I peek in, and then I think, this reminds me of 2003 when I used to get a cookie sandwich here. Let me go to Sleepy Hollow and get that.
let me go back in time to Sleepy Hollow refreshments.
Well, exactly. Sleepy Hollow takes it back because they still offer it. But I love ice cream cookie sandwiches. The problem is the majority of our trips are in July, and if you don't eat your ice
cream, they don't live long.
You're quickly having a milkshake.
Yeah.
which definitely makes it tough for the ice cream sandwich as compared to my favorite.
That's what I was saying. What's your
favorite?
Which
is the Mickey's Premium Ice Cream Bar.
I've had that.
And yes, for the first time last year.
For the first time in forever. Oh, wait.
And I think your son enjoyed it too.
Yeah, he did.
In fact, I think he enjoyed yours.
Enjoyed
and then you had to get another
wore it. Took mine.
Oh, that's funny. But the reason that I say that is there is nothing more quintessential Walt Disney World, to the point where it made the Discovery Channel 2-hour special on the creation of Walt Disney World as a segment of how they produce the Mickey Premium Ice Cream Bar. And as we've talked about it, the chocolate is thicker than you'd expect. The ice cream is richer than you'd expect for something that is so mass-produced. Because if you talk about something that is available nearly everywhere in Disney, not only just Walt Disney World, it's available at the DVC resorts around the world. It is available on the cruise ships.
Yes.
In fact, whenever we stop at Animator's Palette on our dining rotation for the two cruises that I've been lucky enough to go on, when we're at Animator's Palette, I get the Mickey's Ice Cream Bar for dessert.
Do they serve yours with hot fudge and sprinkles on it?
It comes with sprinkles, not hot fudge.
Yeah, you can do that. They'll put the ice cream sandwich in a bowl and then lather on some hot fudge and put the little Mickey sprinkles on there. Just a little plus up.
And, you know, when we take our trips to Hilton Head and make it a point to wherever we're staying, I walk to the Disney DVC just to get a Mickey's Premium Ice Cream Bar, which will blow whatever calories I used walking to the resort. But that's neither here nor there. That was really good kickoff for this topic. But let's get a little bit more in depth. I know, Dean, when we had our kind of pre-show notes in text, when we vigorously planned for this episode well in advance earlier today, you talked about, you know, I think maybe we use this as a jumping off point with the Mickey's Premium Ice Cream Bar. What is your favorite, you know, like grab-and-go kind of ice cream? You know, we talked about some sit-down restaurants, definitely. Amy hit on that. You hit on a kind of quick-serve more location with the ice creamery on Main Street. But, like, where else can you just grab an ice cream and get out?
Yeah, I think you're kind of hitting on what I would consider the macro topic. So if we stick in the sort of snack, grab-and-go, quick-grab type ice cream, I think we'd be crazy not to jump right into the battle of Dole Whip versus Citrus Swirl.
Yes.
And, yes. You know, you can go either way on that, whatever your preference is. I don't judge. Why not have one of each?
I'm going to judge.
We don't have to choose, people. We can have one of each.
I'm going to judge because somebody on this podcast doesn't like pineapple.
So anti-Disney.
I wonder who it was that doesn't like pineapple.
Now, does somebody else also not like citrus?
Oh, I'll eat Citrus Swirl.
That person will eat Citrus Swirl. Whoever
that person
may be.
Yeah, whoever that was.
Yeah, whoever that was.
It was the podcaster to be named later.
To be determined.
TBD.
And Dole Whip, I think, is another one of those, you know, it's a little bit creamier than you might expect out of a pineapple soft serve.
It is.
They now do the floats at, you know, at Epcot. They actually have Dole Whip at times in festival booths where you can get it with rum. You can get it at the Polynesian.
Yes.
Some claim if you go to your local Menchie's, you can get it there.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, Dole Whip is a little bit more than just what it used to be in Adventureland. But Dole Whip would be my go-to out of those two. Nothing wrong with the Citrus Swirl. I'm just not a creamsicle fan, and that's what it reminds me of.
Oh, it definitely reminds me of a creamsicle. It's funny, I prefer the Dole Whip float, definitely. I'm kind of annoyed that it's hollow in the middle, just because I'm, you know, gluttonous. But I like it also in the cup with the pineapple juice, because on a hot day, when it does turn into that kind of milkshake consistency, when you get that straw and you are drinking your Dole Whip with pineapple juice, oh, I usually have it gone by the time I reach the exit turnstile, so I will buy one at Aloha Isle. Or actually, no, I won't buy one at Aloha Isle now, because that's where you get the Citrus Swirl.
You used to buy one at Aloha Isle.
Used to buy one. But it would be gone by the time I would reach the main entryway. That's how much I love it.
Absolutely. And then the other thing I'll mention, and Amy, get your flag ready, because this is totally violating the rules, but my son's go-to before he had the Mickey bar were the fruit bars that you get at all the ice cream stands. I've seen mango, strawberry, lemonade, and strawberry lemonade that has Olaf on it.
Why would I throw a flag on that?
It's totally not ice cream, but
and it's made by Welch's.
It's a frozen treat.
But When you can convince your 6-year-old or your 5-year-old that this is his ice cream treat for the day, that is a parental win. So that's why I'm bringing it up here.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's cold. It's sweet. It works.
I think it counts. It counts.
Although I could kind of see, because you literally can go to your grocer's freezer and get the same thing.
Oh, we have them in our freezer right here at the home. Because it's,
yes.
It's a healthy-ish go-to snack for him.
Yeah.
How about you, Amy? Anything in the sort of grab-and-go, quick-serve ice cream realm that we haven't mentioned yet?
Why, yes. Thank you, Dean. I do have quite the selection.
Wow. We're like on a PR show now.
I love... This is my favorite place to go for a quick grab-and-go ice cream treat. I like to get a Coke float at Auntie Gravitas, as you call it.
Nice. I had Anti-Gravity's on my list. Nice.
Anti-Gravity's in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom. I don't know what it is about getting it there, other than, like, as opposed to getting it other places, it's the exact same thing everywhere in the Magic Kingdom. There's something about getting it there, because my mom likes to go there too, because she says that their soft serve is better. I don't know. I don't think it's different, but we just love to get it there and then sit down at a table and watch the people mover cars drive by overhead.
Wouldn't it be great if you could take it on there?
I mean, I don't. Maybe you can. I don't know.
No, you can't. They don't let you.
Well,
no food or drink.
There are methods if you wanted to be so coy and sly and sneaky,
like the 3 o'clock parade.
Not gonna say I've never seen somebody with a food or beverage on that ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never.
I like to go there, and then also another place that's really good to get it is Storybook Treats. Mm-hmm. Which is over by, it's across from Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and next to the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. It's over there. Yep. It's got a bunch of counters. That's another really good place. Seating can be tough there because there's...
Go to Pinocchio.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we ended up doing. That's what we ended up... We got our ice cream, and we kind of flitted around there looking for a table, and it was packed. So we ended up walking over to Pinocchio Village House and sitting outside over there. The house.
Now, see, that one made my list, because you can get the hot fudge sundae, but they have a strawberry sundae there. And not every place offers the strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Not every place has that strawberry topping. You're 100% right.
Mm-hmm. So those are my two go-tos in the Magic Kingdom. And then over at Epcot, they have, was it like Refreshment Port or something like that? They also have really good, it's when you go into World Showcase from Future World, it's on the right. And it's that place where they had, like, it's before you get to, like, England and Canada and all that. It's on the right.
It's near the special seating for if you do, like, the dining package. No, not dining packages, but if you do the candlelight processional, there's, like, a special fireworks viewing right front and center in the promenade.
Mm-hmm.
Right by the lagoon. Yeah, it's right there. I know where you mean.
Also, if you walk by the Rose Garden that overlooks Journey into Imagination, it's immediately, like, after you exit that Rose Garden walkway, it's immediately to your right. It's kind of like in the bushes, the walkway. You have to walk up a couple steps to get to it. But yeah, they have soft serve there, and then I think at American Adventure, they have that thing where you can get funnel cake, and I don't know if they have it there too or not, because wasn't there at one time, didn't they have like funnel cakes and then they would put like soft serve on the funnel cakes?
Yeah, the funnel cake, it was like a funnel cake sundae.
Yeah
they do that.
And then also there's the Africa Outpost, and they also have soft serve over there, so there's the soft serve places in World Showcase, and then there's like the Kakigori in Japan.
Now, see, this is where I want to bring that up, but I feel like I would throw a flag at myself. But since you brought it up, I'll throw a flag at you. Because that is ice. It's not ice cream. Now, it is delicious. Don't get me wrong. I also enjoy the frozen lemonade, particularly at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner. And I don't know why, it tastes better there.
Absolutely.
But the frozen lemonade tastes better sitting on one of those crates looking over at Dinosaur Gertie, where you can, in fact, get ice cream.
Waffle cones.
The ice cream of extension. And the waffle cone.
Yes. Gertie's is for the waffle cones.
And
they also have that blueberry milkshake for Star Wars. I can't remember the exact name of it, but they have that at Minnow.
Oh, Brews Blue. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I got that once, and that was really good too.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the waffle cone at Dinosaur Gertie's, because I will get it there and I don't get it on Main Street. Which is utterly bizarre, because that's what you smell. That's what you smell on Main Street.
Because that smell stays in your nose, then by the time you get to the Gertie's, you're like, you know, I wanted that waffle cone. I'm going to get it at Gertie's.
Or even worse, I go to the confectionery and get candy instead, which I really don't understand.
You have to prioritize, depending on which park you're in, what treats you're going to have. Because
absolutely.
Magic Kingdom is where I always get a Coke float. That's like my Magic Kingdom treat. But for a lot of people, they want the Citrus Swirl or the Dole Whip, because that's kind of the place you go to get it, is at Magic Kingdom. So they're like, okay, that's my park for this. And then if you go to Hollywood Studios, maybe the waffle cone, like you said, is your thing at Dinosaur Gertie's. You're like,
and it's the waffle cone in the afternoon, but for some reason, you know, like we'll typically have a character breakfast or something like that in the morning, but I need that frozen lemonade around 11:30 or 12. It's no matter where we are in the park, because even when it wasn't under construction, you were never far from Min and Bill's. You could get there. From no matter where you were, you could be seated at the top row of Lights, Motors, Action. You could still get the Min and Bills in about 5 minutes.
Now, while you're at Studios, have you ever gone to Hollywood Scoop?
Have not.
Because I've never gone there. I've been there. I read the menu, and they have an apple crisp there, but it's a la mode, apple crisp should be.
Yes. It should be hot, and the ice cream should be cold.
Exactly. So that's caught my eye, and I think it's the idea of, again, we usually travel in the summer, and that. The hot apple crisp would turn me off, even though I'd want the cold ice cream melting over it. So
now that would be a good breakfast food.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Even on a hot day, because on a hot day it's maybe 80, 85 in the morning. You can still get away with a hot apple crisp.
Now, are we going to count Starbucks Frappuccino?
For some people.
For those that drink it without much coffee in it. I think that
I love Starbucks iced frappuccino. That's what I always get, is a caramel
Java chip frappe.
That's what I always get at Starbucks, is a caramel iced frappuccino. I also like at McDonald's, like they have the frappe or whatever.
Famous Irish restaurant,
I always
you love.
Get that. I love that.
The Kentucky Irish restaurant, McDonald's.
I eat McDonald's and Cookie Puss.
No. That's Cottervale.
I know. I was putting all my Irish eggs in one basket.
You got Irish
doing
eggs?
Doing it all together.
Are your Irish eggs smiling?
That's awesome.
So how about an Animal Kingdom? And, you know, again, you were totally get to throw a flag on this one, because when I thought Animal Kingdom and Ice Cream Treat, the first thing we bought there that was frozen was the frozen banana.
Yes.
There's no ice or cream in that, but it is frozen.
I think that counts. Like, if they sell it in the car, in the ice cream car,
and it's cold.
If it's in their stock, I think it counts.
Yeah.
See, and that's what's interesting, because I was, when we were talking about this, I was racking my brain to think about what frozen treat I get at Animal Kingdom, and I don't think I do. Like, nothing. Like, if I'm just going to get something that's a grab and go. Like, I'll get the actual piece of fruit, just because I'm like in that mood. I want to eat an apple, you know.
You want to eat nature.
Yeah, maybe that's it. You know, I want to be like that giraffe.
Now they have an ice cream truck there.
Back in Harambe.
Yeah, the Anandapur ice cream truck. So that has soft.
That's true.
But I've never again.
Over there.
Frozen banana
.
For some reason. not ice
frozen
cream.
Frozen banana. Interesting. Right after you do the Pangani Forest Trail.
Yes. As everyone should. Yeah.
Just like animals. Animals like animals.
Wow.
He's eating like animals. He said he was eating like a giraffe. And I thought of animals.
Gonna buy an apple to chew tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive.
Gonna get a banana.
Frozen banana, banana,
banana.
Now you're like every British show I showed my kid, banana.
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 Banana. A banana.
Do 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 do.
Banana.
Do 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 do.
Banana. Banana.
Well, we talked about
I have no regrets putting that in people's heads, by the way. That's if people want to complain to us about the earworm, you can just
no, Paulie's deal with playing it. Playing the music right now as we're discussing it.
Yes. That's funny. So we talked about kind of the grab and go.
Hang on, I wanted to go one more grab and go with you.
So yeah, go.
So I know we're talking Animal Kingdom, and you would think you might have unique ice cream treats there. But I want to roll you back to Epcot real quick, because one I have tried is actually at the Joy of Tea. I know it sounds weird, go to the tea place for ice cream, but they have a caramel ginger, as well as the one I tried, the strawberry red bean ice cream.
Mm.
And surprisingly, a good combination of refreshing and delicious.
Mm.
So, you know, while you're probably there for other ideas in mind, don't sleep on the Joy of Tea for your ice cream treat. I cannot get that word out.
So you get this ginger ice cream and a Tipsy Ducks in Love just for about 19 different flavors, just
bam,
all at once.
That is frozen refreshment at its
frozen?
Finest. I can't talk today. Frozen refreshment at its finest, Polly.
There you go.
But if you really wanted to go for something that sounds light, I haven't had this yet, but it jumped off the menu when I was looking at this. At Marrakesh, they have a fruit salad topped with mint ice cream, toasted almonds, and an orange blossom water.
That sounds fantastic.
It does sound fantastic. It sounds healthy. I think
it can't be, but it does
that,
sound
everyone
healthy.
Looking for healthy treats.
Anything.
Hey, we're talking about ice cream. We can't forget that. Is it a Grand Marnier orange slush over in France? People
yes,
love that. I've never
the
had
Grey Goose
that
slush.
Because I don't do alcohol, but people
that's
love
okay,
that.
That's okay, I do for the two.
No, I've had both. Had both, yeah. Very delicious. Although, I think Amy just segued into the next band of ice cream, if you will, which is the dedicated ice cream shop. And if
yes,
you're going to France, consider the Grey Goose slushy your drink, because there are better ice cream treats available.
There are.
And I'm going to leave it to the French one of us to go ahead and introduce the name of this restaurant.
Artisan de Glace.
There you go. If you're wrong, I wouldn't know.
No. It works for this show. We need Matt Parrish to correct me.
Amy, have you ever been there? The ice cream shop in France?
Yes, I have. Their ice cream is amazing. It's incredible. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. That's a good word to use. Their ice cream is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And I have a bone to pick with both this place and Caramel Couche for the same exact reasons. They are too beautiful and too filling to stop in more than once on a trip. You go in there and it's like, I would like 4 pieces of caramel, please. And then it's like, I can't eat more than one of this dark chocolate salted caramel that I got at Caramel Couche. And you go to Artisan de Glace and you get anything. Pick something. Or you get something even from Boulangerie Pâtisserie. Or you get, you know, a pastry.
Where you should be having
it's
breakfast. Oh, it's so good.
But you can't make yourself eat more of it, because it just makes your face hurt. It's so good.
My problem, if it's a problem with this place, is that their regular flavors, you know, vanilla, chocolate, whatever, coffee,
yeah,
are fantastic.
Yes.
When they roll out cinnamon caramelized apple crumble crunch, you know, holiday peppermint, and then they give you the opportunity to have it as a martini,
yeah,
or as a macaroon sandwich, I mean, how do you pick?
Yeah. Oh, and that's not even talking about the macaroon flavors.
Yeah.
But it's just there's something about going to those places, those dedicated kiosks, and those two in particular come to mind. Along with the patisserie.
Yeah, you can go.
It makes me want to find a coffee to go with it.
Well, I was just going to... You read my mind. I was going to say, Artisan de Glace, is that right?
Yeah, very good.
You can go with a coffee ice cream drink. So they have, like, you can do cappuccino with ice cream in it, which is always kind of weird to me to get cappuccino. It's not an Italian place. But you can do that there as well. So it's like there's just so many fantastic options.
Yeah, I mean, and it is one of those things that, you know, it, to me, that is a special thing.
Yes.
That's done in the trip. Whereas for other people, that might be their go-to stop. You know, particularly, oh man, you're staying at Boardwalk.
Well,
where else can you go?
We will get into some places there, but before we jump onto the Boardwalk, I just want to peek a little bit down the road a little bit and just mention the gelato place at Italy. So it's a kiosk; it's not a dedicated place, but the gelato there is fantastic. And again, it's one of those places where you could grab the coffee to go with it, or they do have they'll actually pour the espresso over the gelato.
Yeah.
And they put some chocolate coffee beans and cookies in there. I mean, that is a decadent dessert. But you were leading us in a very good direction, Polly, so I'm going to let you take us out onto the Boardwalk, where if we had rolled this back, you know, just a few years, we wouldn't even be talking about some of these other places. Now I'm counting at least three fantastic options for ice cream.
Yeah, and I'm gonna pick the most obvious one first. You know, you exit the International Gateway, you saunter down the waterway, you cross that bridge, make the left, cross the bridge, go past ESPN Zone, where they used to have a really fantastic Super Bowl Sunday, which was another one of those giant Sundays. Yeah, I don't think they have it anymore.
I think you're right.
Which is why I can't really comment on it. I haven't been there since they've done their menu refresh. But Ample Hills Creamery is where I'm going.
You should go there as often as your stomach will allow.
I have not been to the one at Boardwalk. I have been to another location of Ample Hills, and holy crow. I was raving about the creaminess of the Mickey's Premium Ice Cream Bar. This is like the gorgeous sister you didn't know existed.
Well, this is taking premium ice cream and now essentially, you know, handmade small batch, highest end quality ingredients. You know, you talk about decadent desserts. They have an ice cream flight there.
Yeah.
Which is something maybe you might want to share with somebody, because I can't remember if it was...
which when's the last time you shared a flight of anything with anyone else?
Right, but I saw it on the menu. I can't remember it now. I think it's like 5 or 6 scoops of ice cream.
That's
because
a lot.
My wife and I talked about sharing a flight of ice cream when we were there.
Yep.
And then ultimately we just, I mean, even the small cup of ice cream is a big scoop.
So. I mean, I guess to put in perspective, anything that is done that you can become a connoisseur of, you know, wine or, you know, if it's beer or, you know, some like coal-fired pizzas, you know, soups that are made, you know, very, very, you know, kind of individual almost basis, it's to that level.
Right.
But it's ice cream.
Now, Amy, did you make it to Ample Hills?
I did not make it to Ample Hills, you know, in my trip where I didn't do anything for 2 weeks. I didn't make it to Ample Hills. I intended to.
You represented this podcast for 2 weeks is what you did.
Yeah. But something that Ample Hills tweeted out the other day is now their ice cream is available in pints on Amazon. And if you have Amazon Prime, the shipping is free. So you can get, I think, groups of 4 pints for like, I think it's like $48 with Amazon Prime for 4 pints. It's about $48, I think. So if you like Ample Hills.
No, because I mean, you go to the grocery store, you're paying $7 for Edie's.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it's a pint, not a quart and a half, but.
Oh, yeah.
I would say, bold statement.
All right, you're paying $3.50 for Ben and Jerry's.
Take a pint of Ample Hills over a quart and a half of something like an Edie's.
Yep.
Their ice cream's just that much better. Oh.
So yeah, you can look that up on Amazon, and if you have Prime, the shipping is free, which is a big deal, I'm sure, because they like have to pack.
What if I could set them up for a subscription? It just keeps coming.
I bet you can.
I wonder if it'd be cheaper just to drive to Brooklyn.
It might for me. It'd definitely be better for my waistline if I drove to Brooklyn.
If you walked to Brooklyn, it'd be really good for your waistline.
If I swam to Brooklyn.
Use your tiki trot time, your distance, and like walk.
That would be several tiki trots.
Well,
Well, take us around Boardwalk.
I'll say, if you're on the Boardwalk, where do you want to go next, Paulie? I got two more places in mind.
I don't know. I took a Stample Hills. Where does Amy want to go?
I want to go to Beaches and Cream.
No way, Jose.
I want to go to Beaches and Cream. And I actually like their hot food, too. Like, their burgers. I used to get a good veggie burger there. Their fries
were always bacon?
Tasty. No, I didn't get it with bacon.
I have a friend of mine. This is not a joke.
Come on.
I have a friend of mine.
Listen,
I have a friend of mine who, a friend of hers, liked the taste of the black bean burger. So it's the veggie burger. But she wasn't a vegetarian. She just liked the taste of the black bean burger. So she would get this vegan burger with cheese and bacon.
That's me too, though. Like, I'm not a vegan or vegetarian or anything like that.
But you like the veggie burger.
But I like the veggie burger. I mean, the veggie burger that they used to have there, it had, like, full pieces of vegetable, like whole kernels of corn, like broccoli florets, rice, like whole foods, like put together in a patty, and it was delicious. And the bun was always good. I think they've replaced that now with a falafel burger. I don't.
Yeah,
know
you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
describing their veggie burger
as thing as Cosmic Rays or not.
They're describing their veggie burger as quinoa, black bean, and portobello mushroom now.
Oh, okay, so they changed
that could be
it.
Good.
I wonder if they still have falafel at all there. Because I know for
I wonder
a while
if,
they have falafel.
And we talked about that when you were on your trip. That might have been a thing where if they were transitioning and they just needed to order, like, 5,000 of these to tide them over.
Because
from what you were describing, that sounded an awful lot more like mass market, you know, prepackaged, and it came that way. But, Beaches and Cream, I've actually never been to, but I have heard that about their hot food, that it's people go there for the ice cream, but then they're like, oh man, their food is really good.
Oh man, I got a bowl of chili there that was delicious once. The fries are always crispy and delicious. All the hot food that I've ever gotten there has been wonderful. And then the ice cream is like, it's wonderful too. Everything there is good, man. Beaches and Cream is awesome.
And I think they upped their game recently because they, you know, I was there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You've been kind of down on Beaches.
Yeah, I didn't love their food when we were there, but I'm, you know, perusing the menu now as we talk about this, and it's definitely changed. But, you know, whatever I want to feel about their food, the No Way Jose, as I was joking about before, that would be my reason for going to Beaches and Cream. Peanut butter, hot fudge, chocolate vanilla ice cream.
Yes, a jar of peanut butter.
You cannot go wrong. But I think if you want the full jar of peanut butter, you're probably getting the kitchen sink.
Probably.
And again, that's one of those things, as Paulie mentioned, those Disney specials on TV. The kitchen sink is interesting enough to have made some of those specials.
Yes.
Literally served in a kitchen sink.
Yep.
So.
And it has like a billion scoops of ice cream, all different toppings. It has
and a can of whipped
it has
cream.
Full
yes,
candy bars
can.
Chopped up. Like, they chop up candy bars, put full candy bars in there. All kinds of crazy stuff mixed together in that thing. And then I bet it could feed a table of like 8 people easily.
Yes.
Like, it's enormous.
I
agree
with that. Yeah,
it's
I think
enormous.
You're probably not too far off. I think it would be adventurous for 4 to try to take that down.
Oof. It would be, if you're not lactose intolerant, you might be after trying that.
You may not want ice cream anymore ever.
No.
Like your body may, like, you may not be allergic or like...
Right.
Like, your subconscious might be intolerant of it after that. It's like, no, we're not doing this again.
PTSD
well, going...
from eating ice cream.
Yeah, right. You just start shaking. You just start shaking.
Shivering.
No more kitchen sink. You can't even go in a kitchen anymore. Can't look at this
but
thing.
But they have a jukebox in there, and the last time I went there, it worked. Like, you could punch in, you know, the song number that you wanted, and it would play it. Like, you don't have to put money in or anything. It just...
I think we're alone now.
No, it wasn't
doesn't
anything
seem
like
to
that.
Be
it was
anyone around.
It was classic songs, like sock hop kind of stuff.
It
wasn't like
jukebox hero?
Tiffany.
Nice.
It's
you know,
just...
video killed the radio star.
You guys, it was like classic songs, not stuff like that. It was like
Sinatra,
Bebop.
It was like She Bop by Cyndi Lauper.
He Bop a Wee Bop?
Older than that.
I
it was
bop,
like.
He Bop a They Bop.
It was like Malt Shop Oldies.
Like Bob it Oo Bop a Bop Bamboo.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. How creepy were these 50 songs?
The one, there was one, like, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. That might be the creepiest one. That might be the worst one. You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. To hit on somebody, to say, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. That's the creepiest.
Especially when they're 15.
Oh, so weird.
Gross. No Ringo Starr mentions. Moving along Crescent Lake, past the yacht club, because, but over to the Swan and Dolphin. Dean, you've told me of the ice cream at the Dolphin.
I have, and again, it's because we were never that enthralled with the food offerings at Beaches and Cream. So I used to always say, if you want the good Beaches and Cream, go to the Fountain.
Yes, yes.
So the Fountain is in the bottom of the Dolphin, and you know, very similar to Beaches and Cream, they offer a full menu. I would liken it to, if people are familiar with a restaurant like Friendly's, it's like a good Friendly's.
And so, it's crazy accessible to get into. I mean, it is. It's literally, you walk in the building and it's there. It's
go like, right down the escalator, the ice cream.
It's like, there's a restaurant here.
Yeah, if you go in the main lobby, it's right down the escalator, you turn right, and the Fountain counter is right there, so you can get your sort of grab-and-go if you want your sundae, ice cream, cone, milkshake, whatever, to take it with you, or they have seating. So, you know, we'll move past.
Well, I was even talking about if you came in from the lagoon side. I mean, of course.
Yeah, if you came in from the water main lobby, it's literally right in your face.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know there would be, hi, hello, yes, we would like a table.
And, you know, they have their answer to the kitchen sink, which is the Fountain Funnel. Similar in price, similar in size, similar in difficulty to finish.
Do they just stick a funnel floor in your mouth and, like, score it in? Just, like... Take a bottle of, like, Hershey syrup and, like start...
They are the frat party ice cream shop, so you will be funneling your ice cream.
Yeah, that's what the black square rooms are in the Dolphin. That's where the funnel starts. Up there. Goes down the escalator.
But yeah, so milkshakes, sundaes, ice cream, waffle cones, etc. And you know, I've always thought their ice cream was equal in quality to Beaches and Cream, and always with less weight.
Yeah, definitely with less weight. And like I said, there always seemed to be seating, no matter what time we were leaving the resort to walk over to Epcot. They always seemed to have a table or two available. So if you can't get into Beaches and Cream, mosey on over.
Take a friendship boat sail.
That is a fun one.
Now, if you're at Beaches and Cream, I don't know, is it closer to catch the boat over at the Yacht Club, or is it closer to catch it at Boardwalk? Or are you, like, at the head of the horseshoe if you're at Beaches and Cream?
No, if you're at Beaches and Cream, you're better off walking to there, because I think the boat goes from there to Boardwalk and then the studios.
So you can catch it going either direction, sir.
Sometimes.
Fair.
And if you go in off-season, they only run it in one direction.
I would make the argument you are about to indulge on several hundred, if not thousand, calories of ice cream. So take the walk.
Take the walk.
Listen,
I enjoy
non-essential, superfluous boat rides, sir. As someone who doesn't live around a place where boat rides are aplenty.
No, not the shoreline of Kentucky.
Not a lot of boats on the Kentucky shore, huh?
I enjoy going for the unnecessary, redundant, enjoyable sails along the waterways of Crescent Lake and
you
such.
Cannot go wrong with that unnamed waterway between Crescent Lake and the studios.
I know. I don't know what that is, man. There's a name for it, but
yeah,
I can't remember.
I would argue post ice cream, you kind of need the boat ride.
Oh, you need. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all you want to do is just kind of lay like a snake.
You want to just like slither
meal.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Like Bo-shida. Slither out. Oh my gosh.
Now, thinking about boat rides and friendships,
Boat Rocks. That's it. Port Orleans Riverside. Well, I don't know if they have ice
that's
cream.
That's my segue. Is there anything on the Sasagula that comes to mind? Because I haven't stayed anywhere except that over at the Saratoga Springs Resort, and they just kind of have the ice cream that's at their quick service. So there's not a lot special there. However, is there anything at the Port Orleans, French Quarter, or Riverside?
Let me look up a Boat Rights menu, because they might actually have something like bread pudding almost. But over in the river, I think it's the Riverside Mill is the name of their quick service. They do have hand scooped ice cream. And I think you can get it like on a brownie or something like that. I mean, it's the general hand scooped ice cream deal. But let me look up Boat Rights, and you and Dean can fill in.
Espresso chocolate cake, pecan pie, seasonal bread pudding, no sugar added, creme brulee, or bananas foster angel food cake.
Now they light that on fire.
They should.
I'm just gonna say creme brulee is like everything to me. I love creme brulee.
It is the bee's knees.
So, Paulie, I'd say if I was on the Sasagula, I'd circle right back to where Amy started this conversation and just head to Ghirardelli's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are.
If you want to go like super basic, though, there's also a Haagen-Dazs over there at downtown Disney. Over there in Disney Springs West Side, they have the Haagen-Dazs there.
I was exactly going to say that. If you know, they have.
Oh, sorry.
You're thinking like I'm thinking. They have the other counters as you're walking away. You can grab milkshakes, ice cream, etc. And Haagen-Dazs is a decent ice cream. You know, it's not sort of the signature high end like we talked with some of these other places.
No, but that's about as high-end as you can get for mass market.
Absolutely.
I mean, because Haagen-Dazs is huge.
Their dulce de leche, is that how you pronounce it? Dulce de leche, their ice cream.
I'm Italian.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Dabood's Italian.
I mean, I don't know how, how to say it. How do you say it?
You say Dabood.
Dulce de leche.
No, how do you say, is it dulce de leche?
De leche.
Sure. Oh, you know,
and it's probably not. I don't think it's Italian either.
You know, speaking of desserts I can't pronounce, I'm going to go back to Beluzu if we're still riding up and down the friendship boat.
Sure, why not?
For the Banoffee pie.
Sure. You've mentioned that before.
I've mentioned that before. Yeah, and it
the
is
the Ben Affleck pie.
Yes, the Ben Affleck. It is the Ben Affleck of desserts, because it brings together your best friend that carries your entire career, and then
you're a gone girl.
And then you're gone girl because you do things like Geely. No, the Banoffee is banana and coffee ice cream over a banana cream.
That would make sense.
Something like that. You know, it was. Hang on, let me get the menu here for
Does
you.
It have the worst named dessert of all time in Ladyfingers? What?
Why is there a thing called Ladyfingers?
I don't know. It's the weirdest
like,
thing.
I agree with you. That's so creepy and gross.
Tiramisu is fine.
Yeah.
When you find out that one of the ingredients is Ladyfingers, you're like, what?
It reminds me of that witch from Looney Tunes that's always trying to get
Witch Hazel.
Bugs Bunny in trouble. Yeah. Yes.
Witch Hazel, I'd like how whenever she leaves on her broom, she leaves her hairpins behind.
Yes, it's hairpins, like, floating in the air behind her. It's so good. Oh, my gosh. People can love Disney all they want to, but as far as animated shorts, Looney Tunes are...
Definitely after
Disney stopped focusing on the shorts, which really was after World War II. Yeah, you're 100% right. Looney Tunes kind of swooped in and took the mantle broadcast shorts with that.
They are evergreen.
Like the show.
Ageless and evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
So the Banoffee is banana and vanilla ice cream with shortbread, toffee, and vanilla-flavored whipped cream. So that is a... certainly an ice cream based dessert. You guys have any other like sit down restaurant desserts that come to mind that are sort of ice cream centric?
Because
I have one that is childish and whimsy, and I order it every time I go here.
They have a soft serve machine at Trails End Buffet. And they have toppings. They have a thing of it's either caramel or butterscotch. In my fervor, I can never tell the difference.
Can you hear Amy smiling?
Get it in my stomach. Oh my gosh. Here's what I do. My sister recipe. I put M&M's in the bottom of my bowl, and then okay. I put a little bit of caramel, and then I put the ice cream and then more caramel, and then as I'm eating it, by the time I get down to the bottom, I forget about the M&M's, and then there's like
it's
M&M's swimming in ice cream,
yes.
Like juice swimming in M&M's, and the colors are all swirly together. Disney magic.
I would be remiss, since you're talking about Disney magic, of talking about the ice cream available as soft serve on the Disney cruise ships. Because they change out. They have vanilla and chocolate, but then they change out every day their soft serve flavor of the day.
Right.
And one of the things that I enjoy doing, I don't get the swirl, because that's too easy. I go to the main flavors, and I put a dollop of ice cream. And then I go to the next one, and I put a dollop on top of that. So I end up having a horizontally striped ice cream cone that has, like, a whole bunch of cloves of garlic looking.
Do you like a marble cake, but with ice
kind
cream?
Kind of, yeah. And so I walk away, and this thing's probably, what, like, 7 or 8 inches tall, and kids are looking at me like, how did you do that?
Kids are, like, totally impressed. Right
there. Yes! And, you know, I've got cast members saying that, oh, you've done this before. yes,
you're like, step your game up. Step your game up, all you loser dads. Step
Make
your
way
game
for
up.
The bood.
Now, has the bood ever been to Kona for the Kona Kona?
I have had the Kona Kona.
That
Kona.
Is the one I was talking about. It is, I think it's changed shape recently, which would be sad if that's true. But it
Kona,
used to be
Kona,
a,
Kona, 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 chameleon.
Yeah. It used to be a big waffle cone, and they anchored it on the plate, like melting it down with chocolate, and then covered it with cotton candy. And there's M&M's
yeah, so
all over
good.
The place, and you got ice cream inside the waffle cone with more M&M's, and I think there was maybe a hot fudge or something topping in there, with the little Mickey sprinkles that we talked about before, and then usually a chocolate Mickey head shoved on the top.
So good.
So good.
So good. Particularly if you have a French press of coffee.
Mm, we should always have a French press of coffee there.
Yeah.
Now, while we're at the Polynesian, we can't forget the Pineapple Lanai, which is another place you can get Dole Whip.
And it's very close to where you would get the pulled pork sandwich.
The Aloha pork sandwich.
Which really, it qualifies as dessert, doesn't it?
The Aloha pork sandwich.
Yeah, it's good
man.
Enough to have for dessert.
You eat it, and the sauce drips on your fries, so that when you're done with the Aloha pork, you still have the magic. It's like when you like sprinkle glitter or like confetti on top of food, and then like you eat it, and it's perfect. Like it's like a little reminder. It's like, farewell, my friends. May we see you again soon. Aloha.
Wow.
So wonderful.
And after you have the Aloha pork sandwich, you get an ice cream. That's the good stuff.
This has been the good stuff. Thank you for listening to Butter and Bacon. For personalized trip planning services and expertise, please contact Becca via email at becca@adventuresoutthertravel.com, on Twitter at AIOTTravel, or visit our website, adventuresoutthertravel.com, where you can get more information, read our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, and request a quote. Let them know Butter and Bacon sent you. You can follow Butter and Bacon on Twitter at Butter and Bacon, on Instagram as Butter and Bacon Podcast, and please contact us via email at butterandbaconpodcast@gmail.com. To get the good stuff delivered hot and fresh, please subscribe to Butter and Bacon in your podcast app of choice.
That should just be the end of the show.
That had nothing to do with ice cream.
Nothing at all.
Perfect. Dean, you've ended the show.
Wait, when did we move on to Fantasmic?
I don't know. Where the bood?
Can't find the bood. What'd you do with the bood?
I was thinking about that Wendy's commercial. Where's the bead? Where's the bood?
Where's the bood?
Where's the bood?
Bood.
I know there's, like, people named Boudreaux in, like, hockey or something.
The running program we're going at Tiki Trot. You can get all your information.
We're going it.
We are doing it. Try that again. Yes, Paulie.
3, 2, 1.
Wow. I still like 1, 2, 3. Go for it, Amy.
3, 2, 1.
No. 1, 2, 3.
Hop up, jump.
I was trying to get her into that.
Come
again.
Come on, let's go.
There we go.
Hop up, jump in. See Vamanos. Hop up, jump in. Don't go too slow.
Creep up.
Let's get to work. Me rapido.
Spanish part.
I do
believe it's don't move too slow, but trot for more info.
Dot to trot.
Go ahead, segue, man.
I'm giving it space.
This episode.
Yeah, we're gonna make this episode.
Don't
we're
shine
do
if you don't glow.
Not if Amy doesn't stop singing.
I'm sorry.
I get it. I'll get it.
You invited me to be a part of this show.
No,
you
Amy,
bear
this
some
is
of the responsibility.
Show.
No, we invited you to find your inner voice and let loose and fly like the kookaburra that you are.
Whoa.
We want you to right? fly like an eagle.
No. I
no Steve
just want to fly.
I just want to fly.
Yeah, go. That's not making the show.
3, 2, 1. Jingle bell, jingle bam.